Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been another arrest in a deadly shooting at a high school.
The father of the shooter that killed four people and injured nine others in a Georgia high school has now also been arrested. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation alleges Colin Gray knowingly let his 14-year-old son, Colt, own a gun. Multiple sources tell CBS News Gray purchased that gun for his son late last year. This news comes hours before the shooter is expected to make his first court appearance in an area courtroom Friday morning. Jared Eggleston, CBS News, Winder, Georgia.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded guilty to federal tax charges minutes before juror questioning was to begin. Details from CBS's Danya Bacchus.
The president's son entered a guilty plea on all nine counts, and the judge accepted it. Sentencing in this case is now set for December. It was last December that Hunter Biden was indicted for failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes between 2016 through 2019.
President Biden, of course, isn't a candidate, but he is continuing to campaign.
President Biden travels to Ann Arbor, Michigan today for another stop in his Investing in America series. The visit comes just 4 days after Vice President Harris campaigned in the key battleground state. Yesterday, the president went to Wisconsin, where he announced a $7.3 billion investment in clean energy for rural communities. Paulina Smolinski, CBS News, the White House.
The U.S. Labor Department releases its potentially market-moving monthly jobs report Friday morning, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Some are bracing for a weaker-than-expected report for August from the Labor Department because we had fewer-than-expected jobs created, according to ADP, in the private sector, and the job openings and labor turnover survey that showed some weakness, although this is a report that really has come under a lot of criticism.
A federal judge has sentenced the Kansas City Chiefs superfan known as Chiefsaholic to more than 17 years in prison for a string of 11 bank robberies across seven states. 30-year-old Xavier Babudar admitted to stealing almost $850,000 to finance his social media stardom. He developed a following online on his Chiefsaholic account on the social media platform X after attending games dressed as a wolf in Chiefs gear. And the American Jessica Pegula has beaten Karolina Muchova in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. She'll face number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka from Belarus in the final on Saturday. And in the NFL season opener, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens 27-20 with Taylor Swift there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover shower coming to an end here in the overnight. The clouds sticking around, though, as temperatures drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees, a light north breeze. On Friday, we'll see plenty of clouds, a couple of showers around, highs near the 60-degree mark. Right now, it's 58.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. I wanted to start with a geeky science, actually, rather than the news, in part because I want to save a little time. Well, actually, I'm going to reverse it right now. I'm going to pause the geeky science. I'm going to start out with this longer story because this is going to be kind of a long rant, and I just want to dig right into it, okay? This was posted by Velocity Visual over on Daily Kos, who apparently copied it from someplace else. So I don't know the provenance of this, so you know, with the origin of it, but it's just brilliant. And it's just a quick reminder, just in case you forgot how wonderful the 4 years of the Trump presidency was. So let's just go through it very quickly, huh? President Trump incited an insurrection against the government. He mismanaged a pandemic that killed nearly a half million Americans. He separated children from their families. He lost those children in the bureaucracy. He tear gassed peaceful protesters on Lafayette Square so he could hold a photo op holding a Bible in front of a church. He tried to block all Muslims from entering the country. He got impeached. Then he got impeached again. He had the worst jobs record of any president in modern history. He pressured Ukraine to dig dirt on Joe Biden. He fired the FBI director for investigating his ties to Russia. He bragged about firing the FBI director on television. He took Vladimir Putin's word over the U.S. intelligence community. He diverted military funding from military families, to build his wall. He caused the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. He called Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate. He lied over 30,000 times. He banned transgender people from serving in the military. He ejected reporters from the White House briefing room when they asked tough questions. He vetoed the defense funding bill because it renamed military bases named for Confederate soldiers. He refused to release his tax returns. He increased the national debt by nearly $8 trillion. He had three of the highest annual trade deficits in American history. He called veterans and soldiers who died in combat losers and suckers. He coddled the leader of Saudi Arabia after he ordered the execution and dismembering of an American-based journalist. He refused to concede the 2020 election he lost. He hired his unqualified daughter and son-in-law to work in the White House. He walked out of an interview with Leslie Stahl. He called neo-Nazis very fine people. He suggested the people who inject bleach into their bodies should inject bleach to fight COVID. He abandoned our allies, the Kurds, to Turkey. He pushed through massive tax cuts for the wealthiest, but balked at any help for average Americans. He incited anti-lockdown protesters in several states at the height of the pandemic. He withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accords. He withdrew the U.S. from the Iranian nuclear deal. He withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was designed to block China's advances. He insulted his own cabinet members on Twitter. He pushed the leader of Montenegro out of the way during a photo op. He failed to reiterate the U.S. commitment to defending NATO allies. He called Haiti and African nations S-hole countries. He called the city of Baltimore the worst in the nation. He claimed that he single-handedly brought back the phrase Merry Christmas, even though it hadn't gone anywhere. He forced his cabinet members to praise him publicly like some cult leader. He believed he should be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. He berated and belittled his hand-picked attorney general when he recused himself from the Russia probe. He suggested the U.S. should buy Greenland. He colluded with Mitch McConnell to push through federal judges and two Supreme Court justices after supporting efforts to prevent his predecessor from appointing judges. He repeatedly called media the enemies of the people, echoing Joseph Stalin. He claimed that if we tested fewer people for COVID, we'd have fewer cases. He violated the Emoluments Clause. He thought that Nambia was a country. He told Bob Woodward in private that coronavirus was a big deal, but then lied about it in public. He called his exceedingly faithful vice president a P-word for following the Constitution. He nearly got us into a war with Iran after threatening them by tweet. He nominated a corrupt head of the EPA. He nominated a corrupt head of HHS. He nominated a corrupt head of the Interior Department. He nominated a corrupt head of the USDA. He praised dictators and authoritarians around the world while criticizing American allies. He refused to allow the presidential transition to begin when he lost the election. He insulted war hero John McCain even after his death. He spent an obscene amount of time playing golf after criticizing Barack Obama for playing far less golf. He falsely claimed that he won the 2016 popular vote when he lost by 3 million. He called the Muslim mayor of London a stone-cold loser. He falsely claimed that he turned down being Time's Man of the Year. He considered firing special counsel Robert Mueller on several occasions. He mocked wearing face masks to guard against transmitting COVID, leading to hundreds of thousands of deaths. He locked Congress out of its constitutional duty to confirm cabinet members by appointing acting ones. He used a racist dog whistle by calling COVID the China virus. He hired and associated with numerous shady figures that were eventually convicted of federal offenses, including his own campaign manager and his own national security advisor. He pardoned several of his shady associates. He gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to two congressmen who amplified his bat-crazy conspiracy theories. He got into a telephone fight with the leader of Australia. He had a Secretary of State who called him a moron. He forced his press secretary to claim without merit that he had the largest inauguration crowd in history. He botched the COVID vaccine rolled out. He tweeted so much dangerous propaganda that Twitter eventually banned him. He charged the Secret Service jacked up rates at his properties. He constantly interrupted Joe Biden in his first presidential debate. He claimed that COVID would magically disappear. He called a U.S. Senator Pocahontas, a racist slur. He used his Twitter account to blast Nordstrom when it stopped selling Ivanka's merchandise. He opened up millions of pristine federal lands to development and drilling. He got into a losing tariff war with China that cost U.S. taxpayers to bail out farmers. He claimed that his losing tariff war was a win for the U.S. He ignored or even didn't take part in daily intelligence briefings. He blew off honoring American war dead in France because it was raining. He redesigned Air Force One to look like the Trump shuttle. He got played by Kim Jong-un and his love letters. He threatened to go after social media companies in clear violation of the Constitution. He botched the response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. He threw paper towels at Puerto Ricans when he finally visited them. He pressured the governor and secretary of state of Georgia to find him votes. He thought the Virgin Islands had a president. He drew on a map with a Sharpie to justify his inaccurate tweet that Alabama was threatened by a hurricane. He allowed White House staff to use personal email accounts for official business after blasting Hillary Clinton for doing the same thing. He rolled back regulations that protected the public from mercury and asbestos. He pushed regulators to waste time studying snake oil remedies for COVID. He rolled back regulations that stopped coal companies from dumping waste into rivers. He held blatant campaign rallies at the White House in violation of the Hatch Act. He tried to take away millions of Americans' health insurance because the law was named for a black man. He refused to attend his successor's inauguration. He nominated the worst education secretary in history. He threatened judges who wouldn't do what he wanted. He attacked Dr. Anthony Fauci. He promised that Mexico would pay for a wall. It didn't. He allowed political hacks to overrule government scientists on major reports on climate change. He struggled navigating a ramp after claiming his opponent was feeble. He called an African-American congresswoman low IQ. He threatened to withhold federal aid from cities and states with Democratic leaders. He went ahead with rallies filled with maskless supporters in the middle of a pandemic. He claimed that legitimate investigations of his wrongdoing were witch hunts. He seemed to demonstrate a belief that there were airports during the American Revolution. He demanded total loyalty from the FBI director. He praised a conspiracy theory that Democrats are satanic pedophiles. He completely gutted the Voice of America. He placed a political hack in charge of the Postal Service. He claimed without evidence that the Obama administration bugged Trump Tower. He suggested that the U.S. should allow more people from places like Norway into our country. He suggested that COVID wasn't that bad because he recovered with the help of top government doctors and treatments not available to the public. He overturned energy conservation standards that even the industry supported. He reduced the number of refugees the U.S. accepts. He insulted various members of Congress and the media with infantile nicknames. He gave Rush Limbaugh, for God's sake, a Presidential Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union address. He named as head of the federal personnel a 29-year-old who had been previously fired from the White House for allegations of financial improprieties. He eliminated the White House Office of Pandemic Response. He used soldiers as campaign props in violation of the Hatch Act. He fired any advisor who made the mistake of disagreeing with him. He demanded the Pentagon throw him a Soviet-style military parade. He hired a ton of white nationalists. He politicized the civil service. He did absolutely nothing after Russia hacked the U.S. government. He falsely said the Boy Scouts called him to say his bizarre jamboree speech was the best speech ever given to the Scouts. He claimed that black people would overrun the suburbs if Biden won. He insulted reporters of color. He insulted women reporters. He insulted women reporters of color. He suggested that he was fine with China's oppression of a million Uyghurs. He attacked the Supreme Court when it ruled against him. He summoned Pennsylvania state legislators to the White House to pressure them to overturn the election. He spent countless hours every day watching Fox News. He refused to allow his administration to comply with congressional subpoenas. He hired Rudy Giuliani as his lawyer. He tried to punish Amazon because the Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Post wrote a negative story about him. He acted as if the Attorney General of the United States was his own personal attorney. He attempted to get the federal government to defend him in a libel lawsuit from a woman who accused him of sexual assault. He held private meetings with Vladimir Putin without staff present. He didn't disclose his private meetings with Vladimir Putin so that the U.S. had to find out via Russia media. He stopped holding press conferences for months at a time. He ordered U.S. companies to leave China even though he has no such power. He led a political party that couldn't even be bothered to draft a policy platform. He claimed preposterously that Article 2 of the Constitution gave him absolute power. He tried to pressure the U.K. to hold the British Open at his golf course. He suggested that the government could nuke hurricanes. He suggested that wind turbines cause cancer. He said he had a special aptitude for science. He fired the head of election cybersecurity after that man said that the 2020 election was secure. He blurted out classified information to Russian officials. He tried to force the G7 to hold their meeting at his failing golf resort in Florida. He fired the acting attorney general when she refused to go along with his unconstitutional Muslim travel ban. He hired Stephen Miller. He openly discussed national security issues in the dining room at Mar-a-Lago where everyone could hear them. He interfered with plans to relocate the FBI because a new development there might compete with his hotel. He abandoned Iraqi refugees who helped the U.S. during the war. He tried to get Russia back into the G7. He held a COVID super spreader event at the Rose Garden. He seemed to believe that Frederick Douglass is still alive. He lost 60 election fraud cases in court, including before judges he had nominated. He falsely claimed the factories were reopening when they weren't. He shamelessly exploited terror attacks in Europe to justify his anti-immigrant policies. He still hasn't come up with a health care plan, still hasn't come up with an infrastructure plan. Four Secret Service agents to drive him around Walter Reed while contagious with COVID. Told the Proud Boys to stand by and stand back. Screwed up the census. Withdrew the U.S. from the World Health Organization in the middle of a pandemic. And this is only the beginning of the list.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm only about halfway through it. It's 18 minutes past the hour. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. It tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. And I can save you up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get you a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown.
There you go.
I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts.
Yeah, I thought this was the Liberal Talk Radio song. Eddie, welcome back. It's 24 minutes past the hour, and the geeky science for the day. By the way, the rest of that long list you can find over on Daily Kos. Being mentally resilient could be the key to living longer. This is a fascinating study, and in fact, the author of it, Sarah Knapton, it was published in the Telegraph, the British newspaper, points out that this was kind of the foundation of Stoicism. Zeno of Citium, in 301 BC, founded Stoicism. He was a wealthy merchant who lost his ship at sea, lost his fortune, ended up begging on the streets of Athens, I think, or Cyprus. Athens. He was begging on the streets of Athens. And he came up with this school of Stoicism, which was basically bad stuff is going to happen, and it's not what happens to us that matters, it's how we react to it. And if we react to bad things by rising above them and standing up and taking a deep breath and lifting our head up high and moving forward, life will be much better. That's, you know, kind of the essential primary tenet of Stoicism. Thus the phrase, oh, he's a Stoic, right? Well, now they've done some research on this. This was done by a university. They looked at the health records of 10,000 Americans who had signed up for the U.S. Health and Retirement Study. All of them were over 50. They filled out a questionnaire about their mental health that scored them on perseverance, calmness, sense of purpose, self-reliance, and the recognition that certain experiences must be faced alone. Over the following decade, the following 10 years, 3,489 of those people, out of those 10,000 people, died. So they looked at the association between the risk of death and mental resilience. And what they found was that the people in the highest quartile, the highest quarter of resilience, were 53% less likely to die in the following 10 years than people in the bottom quartile. Just 61% of those who scored in the bottom quartile for resistance survived, whereas 84% of the people who scored in the highest quartile for resistance survived. Moral of the story, adopt Stoicism. You know, don't be afraid to confront the challenges that life throws at us and push through them. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Sean has her own version of it. Don't get mad, get even. We'll be right back. I'll pick up your calls after this break.
Turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age. Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief, as the father of the 14-year-old boy charged with killing four people at a high school in Georgia is arrested, we're learning more about where the weapon came from. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that investigators are now looking into the weapon used in this attack and whether it was given to the teenage suspect by his father as a gift last year.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded guilty to federal tax charges just before questioning of jurors was to begin, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The 54-year-old's defense was expected to focus on his struggles with addiction, but the judge had already placed restrictions on some of that testimony.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced in December. Some potentially market-moving government numbers coming out Friday morning, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
The expectation is that the unemployment rate will slip 0.1% to 4.2%, and payrolls are seen rising by about 160,000 jobs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden announced billions of dollars for clean energy projects, and he did it here in Wisconsin. He was in Westby Thursday. That's in rural Vernon County. The federal government is giving $7.3 million to 16 energy co-ops in 23 states. This is all part of the Inflation Reduction Act. That money should make for lower rates going forward.
And for decades, they couldn't access tax credits and make clean energy more affordable. That's why Kamel and I ensured that for the first time in American history that these nonprofit co-ops can benefit from clean energy tax credits just like for-profit utilities have for decades.
The first recipient of this money is Dairyland Power Co-op. They'll get more than $500 million to set up four new solar and four new wind power projects. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover shower coming to an end here in the overnight. The clouds sticking around, though, as temperatures drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. A light north breeze. On Friday, we'll see plenty of clouds, a couple of showers around. Highs near the 60-degree mark. It's 57 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, be here next time when our old friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badgers, stops by with his annual picks, and our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole body. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com. And use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that 20% off. JustThriveHealth.com. JustThriveHealth.com. And use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
In the land of the free, a shadow fell. A storm was brewing, could you tell? A man with power, a voice so loud, riled up the fear, drew a crowd. He spoke of greatness, a wall so high, but underneath, the hate did lie. From screams and rallies, the fire spread. A virus of hate, so many misled. The drum hate virus.
Yep, it's the hate, Trump hate virus. There you go. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I did a little searching for that German lady that's having trouble proving she's an American citizen from 1971. And there's a Freedom of Information Act that was established in 1966. And that year is important because she immigrated in 1971. So her records should be there. And she can look that up, and anyone in America can look up their records relevant to them at www.uscis.gov/F, like Frank, OIA.
As in Freedom of
Freedom of Information Act. Yeah, Freedom of Information Act, dated back to 1966. Even though we didn't have computers back then, they would have hard records. And I would assume they probably should have digitized them at some point.
Right. Well, she had her actual documentation with her. They just looked at it and said, we don't think this is altogether, you know, we think there's something skeezy here.
She might be able to get something from them that has an official stamp or a seal of some sort.
Well, thank you for that,
And
Sandra.
At that point, if Texas says still no, I would file a lawsuit against them. And make it very public.
I think after the election, she probably won't have any problem. My guess is that, she's a woman and there's an election coming up in Texas. I mean, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but thank you for that. That's you want to give that URL one more time just in case she's listening right now?
Just in case. It's www.uscis.gov/F like Frank, OIA. That's called Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, is how I would pronounce it.
Okay.
It was established in 1966.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you
and
very much.
And that's for any American.
Yeah, I get
any
it.
Any citizen.
I get it. Thank you so much. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, Tom. You know, we had another mass shooting, as I'm sure you were speaking about it earlier.
Yeah, it was the eighth school shooting so far this school year, which is only 3 days old.
Yeah, and then once again, I place blame at Trump, at J.D. Vance, at these Republicans at NRA, because they're the ones that set this pattern and not once come up with a corrective plan of action, legitimate correct a plan of action to stop
and
the
let's
massacre.
Not forget the five Republicans on the Supreme Court who particularly the Heller decision, just, you know, corruptly bowed to the NRA.
That's why I say GOPs, because they fall right into that category. Yeah. And I want to hear crap about a good guy with a gun stopping with a bad guy with a gun. That is a load of crap and a cop out. They want to talk about anti-abortion this or that when they're the number one abortionist. Now, I should ask them, what the hell you want to bring children into the world for? So you can freaking kill them and butcher them and all that
stuff? Well, Trump says in six states it's illegal to abort a child after it's born. Maybe what he's talking about is shooting them in the school.
Because that's what I'm saying. That's the only abortion that's really going on, and it's caused by them. You know what I'm saying? And
I get it.
And it's just, I'm just so fed up with it. But then I noticed something else, too, Tom, real quickly before I go, is that I noticed there are more Republicans that are trending away from Trump, away from Vance, away from the weirdness, and endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Yep.
Latest example, of course, being Liz Cheney.
Yep.
And I'm wondering... Yes, how many people have contributed to Trump and company and now regret it, especially like music stars? I mean, what would they say to Trump? But, you're a thief, you're a thief, give me back my money, D.S.O.B.
I get it. Yeah, you're not going to make a career as a singer, Michael, but a good try. Michael, thank you. Thank you. That was great. Good talking to you. Tim in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to Ryan Walters. I'm from Oklahoma. I actually know Ryan.
He's the superintendent of public instruction or public education, correct?
Correct. Superintendent of the Department of Education in Oklahoma, yes.
Okay.
So what we're seeing unfold is something that has been in the works. They've planned this out at least a decade back.
Whoa.
If you give me a moment, I'll explain it. I've done the research here. The Catholic Conference of Oklahoma, Brett Farley is the executive director, or at least he was at the time. He was filing the postcards for a little-known company at that time called Every Kid Counts Oklahoma. Well, right before Ryan Walters got in there, all of a sudden, Every Kid Counts Oklahoma started getting all this money, and they put Ryan in charge as the executive director of Every Kid Counts Oklahoma. But this was in 2016, so it sat there for almost 10 years, I guess, before they put him in there. And then immediately he got tapped as the Secretary of Education, and then he ran for the superintendent. So this is something that the Catholic Church and those far-right extremist people have been planning in Oklahoma for a long time.
Wow. Tim, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for the details.
Wild.
Yeah, so you're saying that the guy who's in charge, the statewide superintendent of schools or head of the Department of Education in Oklahoma, used to work for a nonprofit whose mission was to put Bibles in schools that was funded by the Catholic Church. Am I summarizing it correctly?
Basically, but see, Every Kid Counts Oklahoma, if you'll recall back in the day, he mismanaged some funds as the Secretary of Education. There was a class wallet. You'll probably know about that lawsuit where they were supposed to be funding, but then they let all the parents just blow money on TVs and gaming consoles and stuff, right? So, but this was just a way to kind of grease him so
that
he would fit in with the politics.
Right, that was the voucher.
Yes, but that was run that the postcards, the 990 postcards that were filed to the Secretary of State were filed by Brett Farley, who was the executive director of the Catholic Conference of Oklahoma, who would then later become on the board of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma.
Wow.
So, you know, this is the Catholic Church's fingerprints all over it.
You wonder how big the Catholic Church is behind things like Ron DeSantis and in Texas, Greg Abbott, you know, statewide voucher programs for schools, too, because they're major beneficiaries of this because they run religious schools.
Right. And I can't tell if it's like a religious thing or if they just want to be able to funnel money from these private, you know, Christian schools into the hands of their friends who can run those, like, you know, the management companies that run these private charter schools, right? Or the charter schools. So it's a, you know, it's a way
Multiple things can be true. I mean, it could be all of the above. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I get it.
I mean, you know, take it where you can get it, I guess.
There you go. Tim, thank you. Thank you very much for that information. That was brilliant. Thank you. Burke in Houston, Texas. Hey, Burke, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you. What's up?
So I'm going back to the name thing for women, where mm-hmm. their last names become middle names.
Right.
I remember my mother, my late mother, her middle name was B. Her middle name became L. It's not important what the two names were,
right. But
she had told me, no, this is normal, and this is something, and this is where, at least I'm going by her history, this is something that came from the Deep South. Your identity as a woman is erased. You are no longer Mrs. Smith. Now you're Smith Jones.
So in other words, the tradition of replacing a woman's middle name with her when she gets married with her maiden name is something that came out of the South. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
I really am going to trust my late mother on this because she was an educator, but her big thing was, no, it's to erase who you were.
Well, the Confederate States were incredibly patriarchal. I mean, you know, they were, you know, they ran a right-wing kind of fascist operation down there. So that makes a certain amount of sense. It'd be fascinating to get an ethno-historian on the program and ask that. You know, I have no idea who would be an expert on this stuff, but that's interesting. Burke, thank you. Thanks for sharing your mother's story with us. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You can now hear The Hartman Report, our free daily one-hour podcast. The Hartman Report covers the highlights of our program every day, and you can listen anywhere, anytime. It's news, opinion, and debate. The Hartman Report is available wherever fine podcasts are distributed. Plus, the Tom Hartman Program has a daily newsletter. Every day, Sue puts together the daily stack with links to the topics that I cover every day. The newsletter has special announcements and my daily take. You'll also get links to our important vids. It's free. It's easy. You can sign up at TomHartman.com.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy. So what is it? Well, financial literacy is not learning how to pick stocks in the stock market. Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget, how to track personal spending, how to manage and get out of debt, and how to reasonably plan for retirement. And get this, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any Badger State resident. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just search online for UW Extension Financial Coach. And you can get to a sign-up form. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats they've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even your healthy and organic, or at least so-called healthy and organic dog foods, are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511.
They say our voices count, but they shut the door. Lines stretch for miles in the heat and the cold. They change the rules, move the poles. They make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. All voter suppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free. We've got to fight for every voice to be heard, every vote to be cast, to break these chains, make our freedom last. ID laws and purges, they target the poor. Minorities, the young, they silence the roar. They gerrymander districts, twist and turn, hoping we'll give up our power, they'll spurn.
There you go, 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Rick in Newark, New Jersey. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hey, Rick, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How you doing, Tom? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you had a couple of conversations with people about voter registration and people who were struggling with it. Dino Badala had someone on, I think it was last night, from voteriders.org.
Okay.
A great organization, and they're doing some really good work on helping people. They actually have lawyers who do pro bono, and they just try to get people the identification.
That's great.
Things
Riders
they
like riding a car? R-I-D-E-R-S?
Yes. Okay. Yes. R-I-D-E-R-S.
Right.
First word is vote.
Yep.
And it's a .org. Yeah. And, you know, if a problem, well, first of all, always check their registration many times before they go to vote.
Yeah.
But after that,
So our caller from Texas who's being, who's facing some obstruction should probably contact them. That's great advice. Rick, thank you so much for that. Dean's a great guy, and he, you know, I'm not surprised that he has, you know, he got a smart guest on. Thank you. That's great.
How are you?
Ron in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just give me 1 second here. I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello? Yeah, I just have a question for you regarding the comment you made about Jill Stein being a grifter. I just want to kind of, you know, research that a little bit because I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about Kamala Harris, to tell you the truth. You know, not because of anything other than
back in 2020, back in 2000, mm-hmm. when Ralph Nader was running on the Green Party ticket. The Green Party, for the decade prior to that, the 1990s, had been doing just great work. They had been all over the country. In fact, there are 380 communities in the United States that have instant runoff voting, and every single one of them was the result of work done at the grassroots level by the Green Party. And the Green Party was, you know, they were talking about climate change before anybody was talking about climate change. They were doing just great work. And so in the 2000 election, I lived in Vermont, and I knew that my vote for Al Gore would not hurt or help him. You know, Vermont was going to go for him. And so I voted for Ralph Nader. And that was the last year that the Green Party did anything worthwhile. Basically, the Green Party since then has just gone quiet. They haven't been pushing legislation. They haven't been pushing issues. They haven't been signing up. Instead, what's happened during the 8 years that Jill Stein has been running it, or maybe it's 12 years now, is that every 4 years she pops up, she does a crap load of fundraising, no doubt puts some of that money in her own back pocket, runs for president, and in the 2016 election, when Jill Stein was running for president, in the five states where Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and thus won the Electoral College, Jill Stein got more votes in each one of those states than the margin by which Donald Trump won. In other words, had Jill Stein not been on the ballot in those states, we would have gotten President Hillary Clinton. And that's why the Russians have been supporting her. That's why she was invited to have dinner with Vladimir Putin in the middle of December in 2015. That's why you know, she gets featured prominently on RT television. And it's why, you know, they're pushing her again this year. I think she's a grifter. She pops up every 4 years to fundraise and mess with our elections. Ron, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And, you know, and thank you for your concern. I mean, you know, it is important to learn about these things. And if you've got questions about things I've said, I encourage you to call me and you know, call me out if you think I'm wrong. Thanks again for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.